This is Gabriel McBird with Miss S in the Lahore 2, which is on the corner of Jubilee Street and Commercial Road in Stepney. Friday the 15th of May. We've been to the George opposite, which had three bands on, but Miss S is running tomorrow, so I'm not going to get roaring. Well, don't think so. Wine at home, so who knows? But anyway, so we're at this place. The poppadoms are very nice, very fresh. Spicy poppadoms. The Sikh kebabs are also pretty fresh, quite hot, but they tasted quite nice. My lamb karai has got chilies and garlic with it. It's quite dry, but quite spicy. Pilau rice and a garlic kebab. What have you got, Miss S? Chicken tikka? Mm. Is it just a tikka or is it?
Yeah.
Is it quite tasty or is it so-so?
No.
Well, not really smoky and nice.
Okay. Mm. Well, my lips are burning from the chewing now.
Yeah. Well, I thought it would be hot. I've got a garlic and I've got plenty of chilies and the karai. I think the karai has been quite nice. I know what the prices are like. Kent got a bottle of Cobra. So I will report back on the price in a wee while. Okay, so it's actually a bit later now. It's on the Monday morning, probably about 7:45. So I sort of forgot about reporting back on this boo, really. So the total we paid, I had... For starters, I had the Sikh kebab and I had a lamb karai with rice and a garlic naan. Miss S had the same Sikh kebab starter, and for maid, she had a portion of chicken tikka and a chili naan. She also had two lassi. So that lot came to £33, which I think is a very reasonable price, actually. And I was really impressed with my curry because although it was quite dry, the lamb was quite tender, and it was really flavoursome. It really did taste. So it was made with quite fresh ingredients. Now Miss S wasn't too keen on her tikka, so I had the rest of it later on. The next day. And what I would say about it is that it did have a sort of smoky flavour, like it might have at one time been in contact with a clay oven or at least liquid smoke. But I must say it was processed, there's no doubt. It was quite small pieces, but it reminded me a little bit, actually, of some chicken tikka made, I think, well, various people make it. There's a company called KA Fresh that make it. But there's also other people. It's available in Sainsbury's in quite big packs. It comes in a plastic bag and a box. I have to try and look up who make it, because I have a feeling actually that one isn't KA Fresh, but it's in the world food section in the freezer, and there's plenty of it. But it is definitely processed. The chicken feels a little bit watery, and I think it's definitely bought in. It's not the worst chicken tikka I've had by a very long stretch, but it's not quite as good as the rest. It's not quite as good as the rest of the food I had. And perhaps the meat is a little bit processed, but I'd happily put up with that myself for the price and the quality of the sauces. The staff were quite helpful, but then it was hardly busy. And this place was shut down for a while. I'm not really sure quite why. It got some shocking reviews on TripAdvisor, including one particularly damning report from a guy who... this guy thought that one of the waiters was staring at his wife while having his hands down his trolleys at the same time, which is... an interesting accusation. there is an original, the Lahore one, which is on which is on also on further down Commercial Road, because although this place is Jubilee Street, it's right on the corner of Commercial Road, and further down towards London is Lahore One. I would give Lahore, I would personally give Lahore One about seven out of ten. Its mark would be higher if it had meat that was a little bit less processed, but then, you know, its prices would be higher as well. And for the money, I think it's hard to beat. You can get a beer there. It's near a reasonable pub called the George, which sells Camden Pale Ale for £4.40 a pint, which isn't cheap, but then Camden Pale is sort of like a craft beer thing, and it's never cheap. So that's it, really. I suppose primarily a review of the Lahore 2, but, you know, the George, which is straight opposite the pub on the other corner of Jubilee Street, is also well worth a visit. Clearly the live act that we went to see hadn't been promoted very well because the pub was almost empty, but they do have live events at least 2 or 3 days a week. So it's somewhere I'll go back to. You know, now that the weather's getting a bit better, I intend going back to there. You know, and just, you know, testing out a couple more of them curries as well. Lovely.